Hi guys, why not head to my official online store now? Shop at asmr1.com to check out the official AB1 leisurewear line as well as some goalkeeping products. Use the code SOS for 10% discount of all products on our website. Also, make sure you follow our social media pages for regular updates and to keep up with the latest products. Thank you guys for your support as always. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of The Season of Sports with me, Asmir Begovic. Coming at you live from beautiful Lisbon in Portugal from our mid-season training camp. Having a great time so far. The weather's actually been really nice. Good to get away for a couple days, get some good training in and have a good time out here and get ready for the last few games of the season. So fortunately, Rachel won't be joining us. She didn't make the trip this time. She's hopeful of being with me next time. So we're going to do a little bit of a special episode. We'll get lots of sounds from people around here, players, staff, explaining their roles and what goes into a trip like this. So I hope you guys enjoy that. A few things have been going on, obviously, in the world of sports over the last few weeks. I know I have to bring up the Super Bowl, which is difficult for me to do. I know it was a big big night for the Eagles. They won fair and square. They deserved it, you know, so I wish to say congratulations to all the Eagles fans. I know I've been getting lots of stick on social media, so lots of Eagles fans out there, appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the love. Enjoy your success. And we'll see if you guys are back there again next year. But, you know, it was a great game, tightly fought game. And the Patriots did a lot of good stuff. Obviously, just couldn't get it done on defense. You know, as I said on Twitter, I was a bit miffed with the decision not to play Malcolm Butler. But you never know what the real reasons were. You know, as coaches, they have to make really difficult decisions, and I'm sure that was one. So that was just an unfortunate part of the game. And you know, I think overall as a team, the Eagles were better. You know, Pats couldn't get it done on defense, but. You know, the guys on offense, obviously Tom Brady passing over 500 yards was amazing. And hopefully we have another good season again next year. You know, have a good draft, pick up a couple good players on free agency. We'll see what happens there, be stronger and compete for the championship next year. So we'll see what happens there. But moving on to the next one, NBA, a lot of talking points, All-Star weekend this weekend, but it was the trade deadline a week ago. And wow, was there a lot of action. I mean, I was expecting some moves, but I couldn't in the wildest imaginations predict such an active trade deadline and the things that happened. And, you know, first of all, the Clippers sending Blake Griffin to the Detroit Pistons. I think that was a great move for both. You know, I think the Clippers needed to move on from Blake. They had a fresh start. You know, they wanted to maybe get a little bit younger, open some cap space up in the summer. They signed him to a huge deal, which I wasn't sure was the best, you know, in the best interest of their franchise. So I think it was a nice move on their part, get a couple draft picks and then see how they can build for the future in the summer and go from there. DeAndre Jordan will be a free agent for them, so they have to make a decision on him and what they want to do. So good move for the Clippers, and I think for Detroit as well, because they get in a superstar. You know, they had Andre Drummond, who's a really good player in the NBA, and now you add superstar like Blake Griffin to Detroit. Who needs a star, you know? It's a huge sports market. You want that team to do well, and they needed a boost, and Blake Griffin's given them that. Then, you know, they have a new arena in the middle of downtown. They need to fill, so getting a superstar like Blake Griffin will help sell tickets and keep that franchise relevant. And I think it was great to see. I think Blake's been re-energized, and he's shown some really good stuff in his few games for Detroit so far. And then moving on to the deadline, the Cleveland Cavaliers obviously making the biggest splashes on the day, acquiring Jordan Clarkson, George Hill, Larry Nance Jr., and Rodney Hood from the Utah Jazz, and four really good players. They got a lot younger, a lot more athletic, a lot more balanced. Their bench is so strong now. And I think that from a chemistry point of view, I think they got better. Obviously, maybe there was a couple guys who were a bit angry at their roles, Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder. So those guys were moved on, and you wish them all the best. But I think the Cavs absolutely nailed it out of the park. You know, they look good so far in the first couple games. I'm sure they'll gel even more as the season goes on. So once Kevin Love comes in, they'll be stronger. And I think this is a team that's going to be 10-11 deep. And as you go into a postseason, that's crucial. I think whoever has the best depth and can play the most guys and stay as healthy and fresh as possible has a good chance of going all the way. So I really like the look of the Cavs. You know, I would put them in the favorites as the favorites in the Eastern Conference, as I think they always were. I think any team that has LeBron James is going to have to be considered the favorites in their conference, and I don't see it any different. So we'll see how it plays out. You know, being they stay healthy, keep gelling, I think they'll progress, and you know, I think they'll go into the finals once again, and you know, we'll see who comes out in the West. I think it's a lot closer in the West. I think with Houston being a lot closer to Golden State, I think they can really push them. You never know what OKC are going to be like in the playoffs, if San Antonio can get healthy. So I think the West is going to be brutal for whichever team comes out of there. And you know, I'm looking forward to the rest of the NBA season and the postseason after. And last but not least, obviously my Phoenix Suns picked up a player, Elfrid Payton, for a second round pick from the Orlando Magic. And I think it's a nice pick, you know, nice little pickup for the Suns. Not a lot of risk involved in that move. Didn't give up much for Elfrid. And I think maybe some players can really benefit from a change of scenery. And it wasn't working for him. And it was a high draft pick. So maybe the change of scenery to Phoenix will do him a lot of good. Phoenix needed a point guard to go forward. He's young, he's got potential. And obviously if they could push on in the summer, maybe re-sign Elfrid. You know, maybe he's got a good future in Phoenix, and we'll see what happens there. He's got a few games, obviously, to addition himself to the Suns front office and the people there running the team. And hopefully he does good, and he's one for the future for the Phoenix Suns. So that was a crazy deadline. I couldn't believe it. You know, the NBA never seems to amaze me, and the amount of news it brings, and it was pretty awesome. So moving on now, guys, here's some sights and sounds from our training camp here in Portugal, and hope you enjoy. So joining me here on the Season of Sports is Nathan Aki. Nath, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, thank you.
How are you enjoying our trip to Portugal so far?
So far it's been good. Today's been our first training session, and it's been really tough. But it's nice to be here, nice to be away with the team. I think some team bonding, and it will do us good, I think.
Yeah, these mid-season trips can do lots of good for teams. Have you done it before?
Yeah, I've done a few times. Not in the middle of the season like this, to be fair. I think this is the first time like in the middle of the season. I think away trips always helps. I think you do a lot of time with the team, and yeah, like dinners and outside of football, I think, and it helps like team bonding. So I think it will help.
So you've been playing at a high level this season, enjoying your football. You've broken into the national team, which I know is important for you. How do you think the season has gone so far for you?
Yeah, I think personally it's been okay. I think the start was a bit tough, the first few games. I think I had to adapt a little bit, but I think after that I adjusted, and yeah, I think it's gone well. I think this is exactly what I needed, playing a full season in the Prem. And so far it's been week in, week out, and I think I've been learning a lot from it. So yeah, so far so good.
Well, keep it up, man. I'm enjoying playing behind you, so it's been going good. And for the rest of the season, how do you see the rest of the season going, and for yourself, for the team?
Obviously, the main thing is to get 40 points as quick as possible. I think the games coming up are really important. Hopefully, we can get some wins there. And then, I think we have to see where we can finish. Obviously, we want to do better than last season. Last season was 46 points, and hopefully we can get more. But the first one is Newcastle first.
Beautiful. Nate, you've been a top man. Thank you for joining us on the Season of Sports, and speak to you soon. So joining me now on the Season of Sports is our chairman, Jeff Mostyn. How are you, Jeff?
I'm really well, thank you. It's good to be here with everybody.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us. I'm doing a little bit of a training camp special episode. Getting snippets from different people here, some staff members explaining their roles. But I know you're one of the main people here, someone I met 10 years ago when I was at the club. I mean, give me a little rundown as to how you see the rise of the club and where it's come to today.
Well, it's just incredible. When we first met 10 years ago, although it was only for a short space of time, everybody had high hopes, but when we realised the amount of debt the football club was in a very short space of time, it went into administration. Nobody at that time would ever have thought that the rags-to-riches story would really come so quickly. And to get through the leagues in, 7 years has just been quite remarkable. And the very fact that we're out here now, funny enough, I was just talking to one of the guys that people, you know, should expect the very best because we're in the Premier League. But to remember where we've come from, yeah, I think really sets the standards. And I think as long as people always have their feet on the floor, then people will reap the rewards of the success through hard work.
Do you think the success of the club and the incredible rise is down to that, what you've said, being down to earth, having that spirit, having that family feel about the place? Is that what you attribute the main success to?
I think so. I think, you know, we've got a group of people, both downstairs and upstairs, that don't have egos. The guys really work hard. I think one of the biggest problems as people enjoy success is they forget their roots. And it's very quickly to lose, you know, track that success comes with a lot of hard work. But you're only a few weeks or a few months away from failure unless you keep that dedication. And I think both in the dressing room downstairs and the dressing room that we have upstairs administratively, we have that one common heartbeat at the football club. And of course our strapline, "Together anything is possible," resonates, I think, throughout the football club.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no one has any given right to achieve success, to be in this league, and we know that. So the hard work remains. And I think that's the next question I want to ask you. Where can this club go from here? How much more growing is there to do?
I think we've seen the sky is the limit. And I think, you know, with that continued commitment and dedication and the support from the owners, the board, and the willingness of the players to continue to make progress, I don't think that we should ever set barriers. And I think as a football club, we never have. I think the interesting thing, even as the manager, wants to improve year on year, but doesn't set a goal that's too high. Because I think once the bar becomes unattainable, then people lose confidence in each other. So I think each year we want to continue to strive to be successful. Our goal at the beginning of every season for a club our size has been to retain our position in the Premier League. In doing that, you feel it's the equivalent of Manchester City, who are the runaway leaders at the moment, actually winning the title. And I think where we are now, you know, 10th in the league, people tend to forget just how quickly we've arrived at this destination. So our success is uncharted. We want to keep on pressing and be the very best that we can be.
Well, that's lovely to hear. It's one of the reasons why I joined, is to be part of this rise and this journey and keep this club pushing on. So really appreciate your time, Mr. Chairman. Thanks a lot for coming on, and we'll speak to you soon.
Always a pleasure being in your company.
Thank you. So now joining me on a season of sports is Duncan Wells, our head kit man. Dunk, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
So tell me, how does a trip away like this look for you? What sort of challenges does it present?
A couple of chaps came out earlier, a few days before, to check out what facilities and what equipment they had out here. So they fed back to me what was needed and what we needed to bring out. And then once I got the squad list, probably on the day of the trip, I could pack the kit for, I mean, try and pack for every eventuality, but hopefully the first session's done, so we seem to be okay so far. So far, so good.
Yeah, it's nice. So, organisation is key for you, would you say?
Planning and organisation, as I say, as much notice as I can get, and who's going, who's not going, and what we're going to need, what the weather's going to be like, is an important factor. Luckily, we seem to be...
Luckily, it's been all right, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's dry.
Yeah,
it's dry, which makes a change from home, doesn't
it? Not too warm, but warm enough, I think. So I didn't have to pack the big coats and things like that. So from that respect, and well, the facilities are first class, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
So everything seems to be on site. So they're looking after us well.
No, we're having a good time so far. Is it safe to say that you try and recreate what we have at home on a daily basis when we go away to a place like this?
Yeah, ideally. So as I say, a couple of lads came out earlier, and really I gave them a list of what we would have out on a daily basis for training. Because this is really, we're doing the same sort of stuff, just in a different location. So yeah, I've had to make sure they've got all the mannequins and poles and things that you would need day to day. And then whatever they didn't have, I bought from Bournemouth, such as the balls and things like that, because you probably need to be using the same balls that you would be normally.
Yeah, that would help for sure. So
yeah,
oh, it's good. You're one of the best I've worked with. So thanks a lot for giving our listeners the insight as to what goes on in a little training camp like this in Portugal, and appreciate it. Speak to you soon.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.
So, guys, I hope you enjoyed hearing from some of the people out here on a training camp, giving you a bit of an insight as to what goes on around here. Yeah, it's a lot of people make these trips happen, so you know, we respect everyone's role, and you know, it's nice for them to be able to share with you about their roles and what they do. So now it's time for a huddle, that time of the show where I answer some of your questions via social media. Keep getting in touch, guys. We really appreciate it. We love the interaction with you at Season of Sports on Twitter. We have our Season of Sports in Facebook page. And then we're also on Instagram, season_of_sports. Get in touch with us there. Follow us. We love hearing from you guys. So the first question actually comes from Instagram. It's from footy.in.the.prem. Why don't more top-level athletes interact with their supporters on social media like he does? Do you know what? I'm one of the reasons why I started this podcast. It's a lot of fun to talk sports, get in touch with fans and people, share different opinions, have discussions, debates. So I like that side of things. Some players don't. Some players are a little bit more reserved, some a little bit more private. There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone's different in their own ways. So I'll just have my way, and that's the way it is. So I appreciate your support, and I'm glad you guys like it. I hope you guys, you know, obviously enjoying the pod, and keep listening to it. So I really appreciate it. Next one comes in on Twitter. We've got at Harris Marconia N1, and he's got three questions. We've got an NFL question. Is Tom Brady going towards a cliff in regards to his stats and production? That is a no. It doesn't, you know, we have nothing to suggest that he's going down a cliff or that he's declining. It's incredible. You know, the man is defying time and what he's doing at the age of 40. So I'm hoping he has another good season next year. If he has the right weapons and the right protection, then I can't see why he won't be able to perform again for the Patriots. NBA question from Harris. Who is your rookie of the year? Actually, I think this has become a really tight race. You know, everyone's been saying Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers. Now Donovan Mitchell, I think he's come on leaps and bounds in the Utah Jazz, and he's probably, you know, nicking it. It'd be interesting to see which team kind of goes at a run here, who makes the playoffs, which of them can go further. I think that could go a long way in deciding who becomes a rookie of the year. But actually, it's been a really good rookie class. If I had to choose this moment in time, I still go for Ben Simmons. I think he's an all-around threat. He's been incredible. But Donovan Mitchell, hats off to him, and he's been a close second. And a football question to finish up from Harris. How far can Bournemouth go in the league table? That's also a good question. You know, we've got 11 big games to finish the season off. We want to try and finish as high as we can. That goes without saying. 46 points for the total last year, so hopefully we can improve that again. You know, first and foremost, is every year we have to get to the 40-point mark and stay in this league. It's crucial for everyone, and then hopefully we can kick on from there. So now the top 10 finish will be a heck of an achievement in this league, and it's something we'll be aiming towards. Next Twitter question comes from at Derp Derp Dip. Thanks, love, for your question. Thoughts on OKC Thunder and their chances to beat the Warriors? As I've touched earlier in the show, I think the OKC Thunder are in with a shot of coming out of the West. I like that team. If those stars can put it together, the Russell Westbrooks, the Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, why couldn't they? Why couldn't they go all the way? I mean, that's a heck of a threat. My only thing that concerns me about OKC is their bench, is their depth. You know, I'm not sure. I watched them against the Cavs recently, and the Cavs bench, I'd absolutely destroy their bench. And I think their depth might be something that concerns me. Maybe in the buyout market, they can get a couple of veterans to hopefully shore up the bench and go on a run there. But, you know, I think they can challenge. They'll be a tough out for anyone, you know, if they do end up going out. So they will be one of the teams up there, that's for sure. And last but not least, we have a couple of questions, and I love these tweets, actually, from Ivana Garbin, at GarbinIvana10 on Twitter. She's got a few questions for me, which I appreciate. First one is, if you were not a goalkeeper, what position would you play at? I've been asked that a lot. I'm not very good outfield. My skills aren't great, I have to say. So I'd probably either be a no-nonsense center half or a target man and just get in the box and cause some havoc up there. Question number two, who was your idol when you began playing this beautiful game? My footballing idol was Oliver Kahn. I was a Bayern Munich fan growing up, and he was my idol. Loved everything about his game. I think he was one of the best. He was the best goalkeeper of his time in those sort of late '90s, early 2000s. He was incredible. captain of Bayern Munich, just his leadership, everything about him was fantastic, and I enjoyed watching him. The top five world's best players. Okay, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Sergio Ramos, Eden Hazard, and I'm going to pick a goalkeeper, and I'm going to go for, obviously, when fit, Manuel Neuer. So I think those are the five best players in the world. Fourth question. Really appreciate your questions here, Ivana. Really, really love it. Would you consider being a manager after career? Yes, I would consider that. I will do my coaching badges as time goes on. And then I will see, obviously, when the time comes, what happens, what opportunities are presented to myself. But I wouldn't rule it out. There is some appeal of being a manager and staying in the game. So it's something I will consider for sure. Fifth question, favorite travel destination. One of my favorite places in the world to go has been actually the Maldives. I went there for my honeymoon. Fantastic place, beautiful people, great place to go and relax, and beautiful part of the world. So that was probably my favorite travel destination. And last but not least, you said, would you be my prom partner this May for my high school final year prom? Unfortunately, I'm not sure I'll be able to make it. Do send me the date if there's something I can do. And get the go ahead from home and my wife, then obviously maybe I can make a dream come true. But I don't think it's gonna be possible this time. It's gonna be busy for us, obviously finishing the season off. But thank you so much for your question. Appreciate you thinking of me, and sorry if I let you down on that one. But guys, thanks a lot for your questions, everyone. You know, like I said, get in touch with us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Keep the questions coming. Keep the interactions coming over the next few weeks. We appreciate you guys listening to our podcast. As always, get it on iTunes, Audioboom, or Spotify. Leave us a review. That always goes a long way. We really appreciate it. And we'll be with you guys once again very, very soon. So thanks a lot. And, you know, I'll be with you guys once again in the next episode.